Well, supporters of the Texas Companion Animal Protection Act, or CAPA, say this proposed legislation would provide a voice for the voiceless. The bill was submitted by Houston Democratic State Representative Jessica Farrar, who wants to see a no-kill standard at animal shelters statewide. No Kill Houston President Beth Sundermeyer says the time is perfect for this law.
Because rescue groups and a lot of places, a lot of shelters around the country have complained that they go to shelters, they're willing to pull animals, and they're turned down for just arbitrary reasons. And actually, this actually happened to me personally 2 years ago. I had put on hold about 12 animals or 12 cats that I'd found homes for in Dallas, and I had them on hold at BARC, and before we could get there, some of them had been killed. This law would help prevent stuff like that. It puts insurances into place for animals who people are stepping up for and saying, I will take this animal and care for it myself, that they're allowed to do that. And I don't know if a lot of people know this, but it actually costs more to kill animals than it does to save them. It's cheaper to save them. So programs like a lost and found program, return to owner program, if put into place, I calculated if just BARC would put this program into place and was as successful as the shelter in Reno, Nevada, who are returning 65% of all animals to their owners, BARC itself could save over 8,000 animals a year, and it would save $970,000 that could then be directed to programs that do cost money, like low-cost spay-neuter for low-income people. So it's a better business model that makes better use of taxpayer dollars.
Sundermeyer says Houston shelters put down roughly 80,000 dogs and cats each year. Ferrara's legislation has been referred to the Texas House Committee on Public Health for further consideration. And Sundermeyer wants animal lovers across Texas to make your voices heard now at this critical step in the process.
Well, what we really need right now is every single citizen in Texas, especially in Houston, to contact the members of the Public Health Committee with our Texas representatives. They currently have this bill, and they will be the one deciding whether it moves on and gets to actually be voted on. So we really need this for every citizen to speak up and let them know that they care about this, that they support this bill, and all that contact information and even some talking are on our website at nokillhouston.org. So I've made it really easy for people to speak out, support this bill.
For more information, contact www.nokillhouston.org.